As he mentioned, it is now time for our open forum. Mr. Michaels will be moderating this as well, and this is the opportunity for the public to comment on petitions, proposals, or any other items of interest on the agenda. Mr. Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as a reminder to the public, like the public hearing portion, you are limited to 3 minutes in your comments. We'll first hear from Patrick Weimer. Patrick, are you present?
Good afternoon, Commission. Happy to be here today. It was great driving across the state. Got to see a lot of cool stuff today. Looks like our birds are doing great. Today I'm here to speak on the reduced population objective. And I represent the South Dakota Houndsman Association. We are in support of that. We think it's well due time that we take this initiative and move forward with this plan. And there's not much more further to say about that. I think it's a great idea. And the commission has been great working with everybody and allowing the public comment and people to be heard. So I appreciate you guys' time and your effort.
Yep. Thank you. We'll next hear from Kathleen Schmidt. Kathleen, are you present?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you can start whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hi, and good afternoon. My name is Kathleen Schmidt. We live in Van Ocker Canyon in the Black Hills, right within the National Forest. I'm not representing any group. I'm just representing myself. I enjoy nature, and I love animals. I've testified at least twice about mountain lions in the past, going back to about 2010. My last two testimonies were about the Nest Predator Bounty Program, but all of my comments seem to be in vain on that. Also, my husband and Wolfgang and I have met with the National Mountain Lion Foundation representative in person about 8 to 10 years ago in Sacramento, and other states are quite concerned about what we do back here. So doing whatever we can to save this magnificent animal is very important to us. I don't intend to repeat a lot of comments I've made in the past. I'm just going to say a couple more things. But it does appear to us that our input is just not being heard. And really getting the idea that you're favoring the hunters and you're discouraging people like me to come forward and speak our mind. You know, we haven't seen a mountain lion in the Dalton Lake, Van Ocker Canyon area where we live ever. That is the truth. If they're out there, they're few and far between. So upping the quota serves no purpose except to please the hunters. And we're just wondering why this commission seems to favor the hunters over the wildlife watchers. It's difficult enough to enjoy wildlife up here anymore, because there's thousands of ATVs in the forest. And now we're going to be deprived even more by killing even more lions. I mean, we don't see them. They definitely keep the deer population in check. And it would seem to reduce chronic wasting disease if they're taking care of the weaker deer and the weaker elk. And also this license, $24, is just ridiculous. It needs to be increased. And hunting hounds, I feel like that should be outlawed. It seems very cruel to me. Killing female lions and orphaning kittens only leads to rogue lions that haven't been properly taught by their mothers. These lions walk into towns looking for food rather than staying hidden in the forest. You know, killing these females and leaving these little kittens, it just doesn't set right with us. So we just ask that you leave the mountain lion population alone. There are much more important matters you need to deal with, namely chronic wasting disease.
You've reached your 3 minutes, Kathleen. Please wrap up your comments.
We wish you would deal with chronic wasting disease and the Nest Predator Bounty Program and leave the lions alone. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Brett Robertson. Brett, are you there? No? Okay. We'll hear again from Fritz Hoppe. Can you hear me, Fritz?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can, yes. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Yes, thank you. Fritz Hoppe from Rapid City. So on the new Mount Lyon Action Plan, I just wanted to say that I think overall this is not a science-based plan that poses many challenges and risks to the people of South Dakota. I also want to thank the Game Fish and Parks. In my opinion, they have been doing an excellent job with DNA testing and monitoring the population of Mount Lyon in the Black Hills, and thus, assisting you guys in, or the commissioners, I mean, in providing the proper regulation towards hunting to manage that population. It appears also that this proposal that was brought forward was brought into motion by a commissioner who owns a hunting guide service, as it appears, which operates in the Black Hills on National Forest land. And someone correct me if I'm wrong there. I'm not 100% sure, but this is what I've found, and this deeply concerns me. That being said, in my opinion, it is a miracle that mountain lions have returned. I am an avid mountain lion hunter. I am a boot hunter, although I do support the use of hounds in Custer State Park. The proposal to decimate a rare animal would repeat mistakes of the past and increase the risk of legal intervention by the federal government under the Endangered Species Act. Currently, mountain lion are the only apex predator any licensed resident can pursue. Under management of Game Fish and Parks Department, we as state residents have a fair process to self-defense during human conflicts with this animal, and hunting is managed by our local biologists, not someone in Washington. For under $30, this opportunity to pursue mountain lion does not discriminate against any social or economic class. Commercially guided mountain lion hunts in the Rockies cost $6,000 to $10,000. It has also come to my attention that there are suspicions that commercial hunting is allegedly not regulated by the state of South Dakota. Commercial hunting in conjunction with this proposal poses a threat to hunters who cannot afford to pay a guide thousands of dollars. And it is no secret that expanded hound hunting is also suspected to be the next step if this passes. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. As a reminder to those present virtually, just another reminder, if you press *9, you raise your hand so that we can see you wish to speak. I next have a sheet for Helen McGinnis. Helen, are you present? Okay, Helen, can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead whenever you're ready, Helen.
Okay. I live in West Virginia, but I'm from the West, and one of my goals in life is restoring mountain lions to the East. The last mountain lion around here was perhaps killed around 1898, and partly this is to rebalance ecosystems and also to control deer. And I would like to, apparently it's assumed that mountain lion, the population in the Black Hills is increasing because there have been the number of sightings has been increasing. I know, I've been watching in the East on the internet and all, I know that you can ask people anywhere in the Appalachian Mountains, people in rural areas, And it's easy to find somebody who's sure they've seen one. They know they've seen one. But when there's evidence, it turns out to be a bobcat or a black house cat. And, of course, there are no black mountain lions. And a lot of them are hoaxes, pictures that have been taken in the West and are passed off as mountain lions. So I don't believe that sightings should be accepted as evidence unless they are checked out in the field by an employee of the relevant state wildlife biology, state wildlife agency. That's my statement.
Thank you. We'll next hear from David Goodwin.
Hey, thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Dave Goodwin with the Black Hills Mountain Lion Foundation. We take pride that we've always come here and said thanks, and we've always appreciated the work you do and the department does. But today, I think we need to talk about this proposed amendment, or the amendment that was unanimously approved last month's meeting. We feel strongly that the Mountain Lion Action Plan was great as it was presented in draft form at the last commission meeting, that the amendment was to reduce the overall mountain lion population objective, and that was without any staff recommendations, biologists reporting, or public survey results. Nobody came forward and said, we want to reduce this population. And so the most troubling change, the troubling part about that change is that it goes directly against the recommendations of the stakeholders group and the idea behind the new Mountain Lion Action Plan. The change may not seem significant now, as there isn't a change to the harvest limit or the season structure. However, we feel this is a significant change that could have untold impacts and potentially destabilize the mountain lion population within the Fire Protection District. We respectfully urge the Commission to send this topic back to the stakeholders group and the department's experts to identify any potential impacts this change could have before making a change. In closing, we are asking to remove the amendment from the September meeting and approve the Mountain Lion Action Plan as it was in draft form. Thank you for all you do for South Dakota. We really appreciate you guys, and thanks for your time.
I will hear again now from Josh Rosenau. Josh?
Good afternoon again, Madam Chair and Commissioners. My name is, again, Josh Rosenau, and I'm the Director of Policy and Advocacy for the Mountain Lion Foundation. And on behalf of our members in South Dakota and throughout the West, I urge you, as you've heard from many others already, not to reduce the population target for the Black Hills. And I will repeat my comments from last month asking that you set a population target for areas outside the Black Hills. The proposal to reduce the population target came out of left field. There was a public process where stakeholders were brought in to comment on the draft management plan, and that hunter-dominated group did not emerge with a recommendation to reduce the population target. As you've heard today, and will I'm sure hear more, there's a desire to see that population remain the same, or indeed to grow. That's something the GFP surveys of the state showed in the draft plan. It's something that we found in a survey that we conducted in Nebraska as well. The proposal emerged at the tail end of this process and was not based on public input, department recommendations, or any cited science. The only justification offered for it was that reducing the population might reduce conflict with landowners or livestock in the Black Hills. That idea has intuitive appeal, but as I said before, research consistently finds that increased hunting does not reduce conflict, and indeed that it may well increase. I discussed the reasons for that in my letter, which are too complex to get into in 3 minutes, but briefly, maintaining modest hunting levels and a healthy, stable population reduces conflict by keeping mature individuals on the landscape who can regulate their own populations year-round. I would reiterate that mountain lions provide benefits to South Dakota and GFP's management efforts. Scientists describe mountain lions as an ecological broker, one which has more ecological interactions with other species, from beetles to trees to fish, and of course deer, than any other carnivore that's been studied in the world. Allowing their population to increase statewide and studying the breeding populations recognized by tribal nations outside the Black Hills could benefit all of your stakeholders, perhaps even allowing increased hunting opportunities. I'm not sure the Mountain Lion Foundation would endorse that, but it would be an option as the population grows. I urge you to listen to the hunters, wildlife advocates, and many others who value the presence of mountain lions in the state, and do not reduce the population target in this action plan. Rather than reducing the target, I again urge you to hold it steady, or indeed increase it and set a reasonable target statewide to encourage that broader population. Thank you for your time and for all the hard work you've put into this.
Thank you. We'll hear again from Nancy Hilding. Nancy?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, Nancy Hilding for Perry Hills Audubon Society. We've sent in comment letters for the last meeting and for this meeting. And we put our comment letters up on our website under our Mountain Lion Action Alert. We object to reducing the population objective from 300 to 200 to down to 250, 150. I'm going to come back to the points on this if I have time, because other people have been raising them. Okay. Oh, I know what I was going to do before I got into Mountain Lions. I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm switching to the biennial threatened and endangered species report. I was going to comment on that, but I don't have enough time. But it was the you can find the 2000 status report on your website. The 2024 status report was not in the commission book in September. It's not in the October commission book. It's not online. And the only way to get it is to call up Game Fish and Parks staff. So how you can be asking the public to comment on a document that they can't find and has not been presented to them unless they call up staff to get it is wrong. And you should extend the comment period on the T&E species for another month, and make sure that the plan is actually up on a website where people can download it. And I had other comments on the substance of that, but I'm going to do mountain lions instead. Okay, so back to this. We object to reducing the population objectives from 300 to 200, and we support managing for stable or source populations of cougars in the Black Hills, which is addressing Helen's point. We want them to go to Connecticut and Tennessee like they have done, our Black Hills Lions. We support, and to the tribes in South Dakota. We support for managing of viable populations of mountain lions in the prairie unit outside the Black Hills, where habitat is suitable. We are very concerned about the completely avoiding talking about the tribal populations of lions in your document. And there's two reservations that have lions. OST has a hunting season. You have memorandums of understanding with them that says you're going to cooperate on surveys and management if you guys want to. I think your memorandums of understanding conflict with your plan that has no acknowledgement of the tribal populations. We object to unlimited harvest year-round on the prairie unit. We oppose hound hunting of mountain lions, and in my letter I have a link to ongoing reasons about that. We object to manage...
Okay, you've reached your 3 minutes, Nancy.
Oh, really? Okay. Sorry.
No problem. Julie Anderson again? Julie, are you present?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Julie.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Julie Anderson, and I live in Rapid City. I object to the amendments in the 2024 Mountain Lion Action Plan based on the following points. The increase of the number of lions killed was proposed by a commissioner who was a registered agent and owner of an outfitter guide service that posts YouTube videos of mountain lion hunts in the Black Hills. To increase the increase of lions killed serves one purpose, to pave the way for hound hunting in the Black Hills by appeasing boot hunters whose quota will now not be affected by hound hunters. The fact that South Dakota Game Fish and Parks did not call for an increase of lions based on their research proves this. The majority of public comments were in opposition to this plan. I question whether comments are read simply because of this fact, but if they are read, then they are simply ignored. Mountain lions are apex predators and are an integral part of the ecosystem. most notably the regulator of chronic wasting disease. They target infected prey and thus maintain the health of the herd. To hear hunters complain about mountain lions killing their elk and their deer is a sad commentary, were it not for the fact that their comments are taken into consideration when amending plans such as this. Mountain lions give birth year-round, and offspring are destined to die if the mother is killed, even if lactating mothers are identified. Problem lions are most likely to be juveniles that were orphaned. It is also distressing to see that two lions taken in the last season were 30 pounds or less. I object to prioritizing hunting opportunity over science and the health of the mountain lion population. The lions are not given any consideration, rather are seen solely as a way to make money, prey for hounds to pursue, and as trophies and rubs. In other words, animal welfare is non-existent, most notably on the prairie, where cats are pursued by hounds in an area devoid of trees. This can only result in cruelty of the worst kind to both dogs and lions. The increase of sightings and conflicts of mountain lions do not line up with the latest data posted by Game Fish and Parks. Human intrusion into the Black Hills needs to be taken into consideration when conflicts or sightings arise. The amount of people with cameras nowadays can result in more sightings of lions that had just not been sighted before camera use became so prevalent. I come here today as a non-hunter who has participated in the process since its beginning, and I ask for all the amendments and the specific action plan to be killed, not the mountain lions. I would hope that someone on this commission will have their own mind and stand up to a plan that specifically benefits a special interest group with ties to one of your own. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Steve Sharon.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling, good to see you again. I'm Steve Sharon. I live in Huron, also live on Enemy Swim Lake, where I'm president of the Enemy Swim Preservation Association. I'm also president of the South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association. I want to introduce you to my board in a minute, but first, as past president of the Huron Chamber of Commerce, I want to welcome you all to Huron. This is a special meeting for us in Huron because you have Senator White with you. He's a pillar of our community. His wife is in the back of the room. She was an outstanding teacher for many of our children, and we owe a great deal to this family. So welcome. Enjoy yourselves. I want you all to know I've hunted with Senator White, he's a good shot. I've fished with him, he can catch fish. But if he ever wants to play a game of golf and something on the side, don't do it. That's that simple. Okay, start the clock. All right. As I mentioned, I'm president of the South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association. And I think sometimes people just think we're a couple people that get together once a month and talk about trouble that's going to cause Secretary Roebling problems. But here's my board so that you know what's going on. I'm president. Former Senator Deb Soholt is my vice president. Dan Loveland, secretary treasurer. Our directors are Alan Armstrong from Lake Cochrane, Dave Sharon, my brother from Enemy Swim, Julie Johnson, Mina Lake, Mark Roby, Lake Compesca, Scott Ross, director of Lake Ponset, Matt Samp, Lake Madison, Roger Starks, Lake Ponset, and Jay Gilbertson is ex officio. That's our board. We meet once a month. You know, when you stop and think, we're really all on the same side, aren't we? The waters of South Dakota are being challenged by every type of animal, zebra mussels. It's really crazy. 20-some lakes now in all three rivers. It's something, the Game Fish and Parks puts this out. This is really good. Go to page 60 and 61, and it'll tell you the lakes of South Dakota and what they've got. So we have one heck of a challenge ahead of us to fight this. This is something, and I know some of you guys live up by us in the Northeast. My brother has had a boat dealership. He now has storage units. I invite any of you that would like to come up and look at the equipment after it's coming out of the water from Lake Pickerel. Come look at us at Enemy Swim. We're just getting in started. But I really think you have to see it to believe what these zebra mussels are doing. We've been talking to irrigators. We've been talking to municipalities. We've been talking to recreation people. This thing is affecting every part of water above the ground in South Dakota. It's just an incredible challenge what we have ahead of us. We're in it with you. We'll fight as hard as we can. We're all volunteers. We're actually doing an economic study right now. We're 1 year into it. We partnered up with the University of South Dakota. We've hired an outside state consultant, so there's no thing that we made this up. It's a two-year study. It's expensive. It was all set up by public, by donations. We're 1 year in, and I said, as I mentioned, we partnered up with the University of South Dakota. We've also done some work with South Dakota State. Is that my buzzer? Oh.
You have 20 seconds.
Anyways, we're in this with you. 2008, Mike Brown said we got a big battle ahead of us, and he was right. We have a big battle. So you read something about our group, pick up your phone and call me. Read something that we said by one of my officers or our group, pick up your phone and call me. We're not enemies. We're friends. Thank you.
Thank you for being here and for the warm welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else present in person here today who wishes to address the commission? Seeing no one, is there anyone present virtually who wishes to address the commission? Please press star 9. Okay, Paula, can you hear us?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead and state your name. You have 3 minutes.
Yep. Hello again. I am Paula Von Weller. I'm a biologist. I live in the Black Hills. I am not representing a group. I am just commenting as a concerned citizen. The proposed reduction seems drastic. This population was entirely wiped out previously and has been repopulating and is still sensitive. I wanted to comment on a number of things that have already been repeated a few times, so I won't go into that much other than to reiterate that lions provide really important ecosystem services by removing chronic wasting, diseased deer and elk, and also that research indicates that the more hunting that occurs, the more conflict that arises. So for me, I have had the very good fortune of having a lion encounter here in the Black Hills, and it was something that I will not forget. The lion had no interest in me or my dogs and quickly took off, but this is definitely an experience, really special experience for me and something that I won't forget. I do have a handful, small handful of friends that have also had brief sightings, and they've been special to everybody. Most people that I talk to that live around me are pro-lion. They don't want to see lions hunted. They want lions in the hills. They appreciate them on the landscape and the important role that they play. I do feel that there's a lack of education in terms of how to live and recreate and coexist with lions here. So I think that education would be really beneficial. I do think that perhaps the perceived population increase is due to the rapid development that is happening in the hills. We have people moving into areas where there wasn't anything before. So development is rapid. There are more people using ring cams, trail cams. And so, of course, it's natural that there are going to be more sightings. So anyways, I strongly oppose the population reduction and think that we need to focus on education. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else present online? Press star 9. Seeing no one else, Madam Chair, I believe we can end the open forum portion.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. Thank you to everybody who signed up and shared their comments with us today, whether virtually or here in person. It does matter, and you are part of the process. And with that, we are going to take a 15-minute break, and we will come back and continue our work. So we will be at ease for 15 minutes. All right, and welcome.